This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba'im, welcome everyone. Agot Yar, Agabench Tiyar, Gemar Chasima Taiva. Hope everybody had a nice Yom Tov, and all the tefillos should be Neskaba, Brachma, Vratza. And we're beginning now, Simin Tezayin, Shir Talis, the size of the Talis. Shir Talis Shechai B'Tzitzis, the Shir of a Talis, that's Chai B'Tzitzis, Sheyiskaseba, Ba'orech, Uveroichav, Roishai, Verubai Shalkatan. The size of the talis, that's chayv and tzitzis, is that it should be able to cover in its length and its width the head and the majority of a katan, hamishalech levade b'shuk, that would go by himself in the market, v'eino tzarech acher l'shamrei, doesn't need somebody to watch him. So a kid that's of age, that he can walk himself in the market, and he doesn't need someone to guard him, we need a talis that would cover his head and most of his body. Hagav v'az chayv and tzitzis. Then, the beged is chayiv in tzitzis. What the Rama means, va'az chayiv b'tzitzis, what is the Rama adding? The Mechaber already said, the shir v'talas, that's chayiv in tzitzis, is she'iskaseba ba'orchav v'roichav. So the Mechaber said that this is the shir that's chayiv in tzitzis. But what the Rama means, v'az chayiv in tzitzis, the gadol, not the kid. We're talking about what shir beged does a gadol need to wear for the gadol to be chayiv. It's a beged that a katan would wear. V'davka k'shagadol lo she'pa'amim arayiv yotze v'lashuk. It's also davka if the gadol would sometimes wear it. I mean, this garment that a katan would be comfortable to go out in public in, it has to be something that the gadol would feel comfortable not to go out always in, but to go out upon occasion in. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Shel Katan. Now, how old is this Katan? V'hainu ben teshan, I'm a 9-year-old. B'tshuvas maram mints, simin kofiyot mefalfel, heich yoytzum dad kafes ektanim yizah asher. The maram mints asks, so many people have talis katan, it looks like they're wearing their 2-year-old's undershirt. So, does that have any value? Here, this is the Mishnah, the Mechaber is giving a very legitimate shear. I mean, this is a substantial shear. And we have people that their garments that they wear are much smaller. So basically, what the Maharam Mint says is, it's better to wear this tiny thing than not to wear tzitzas at all. The Dershu quotes the Ben Ishchai in the Tshuva's Tar Lishma, because it has a zecher to the mitzvah, you get schar. Like what the Shulchan Aruch says later on, b'shas hadchak, if you don't have a lulav kosher, you could take a lulav pasal b'loi bracha. The Mishnah Berurah later on, Simchan Daled, says, regarding the minhag of Ashkenazim, that wear a piece of a beged of a katan, they put tzitzis on it, so even though they're not really mekayim a mitzvah, but at least the Eish Avram says that they'll be protected at a time of anger. So from here we see there is a concept of doing a mitzvah, even though you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. It's like a token gesture. So I always wonder, you know, I was once a rabbi somewhere. We'll call it an old pulpit synagogue. And they had older ladies, they would put these doilies on their head. And so I always wondered, like, they're not covering their hair. There's still seyar, tefach seyar be'isha erva. Is that worth anything? So you see from here that, you know, the Ben Ishchai says it's a gesture that it's a zecher for the mitzvah, you get some kind of schar. So that's how it was. So people who daven with their phones in them, so even though it's not really davening, but at least they're showing a token gesture to the ancient practice of the Hebrews who used to daven. So that also could be that it's not nothing, even though they're totally mevaza the tefillah, but could be it's like a doily. It's like they're remembering the ancient practice of tefillah. Anyway, I had to get that in. Fine. So the The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'darchi Moshe Siman Ches Kasev Lamir Am Sheyavarchu Boy Kaltaz Gadol V'yiftrasa Katan V'yochu Boy Kalayim." Darchi Moshe writes in Siman Ches to teach the people that they should make a bracha in the morning on a Talz Gadol and pater a Talz Katan and go with the wear the Talz Katan the whole day. Mikamakim Efshal Adam Sheyatzu Gadol Shukashir, meaning. Apparently not everybody had the right shear, so don't make the bracha, but you'll make a bracha on the Talis Gadol. But if you could get a proper shear, Ma'atoy v'manoam akal l'shanav yasak seifayim shal Talis Katan rechavim kadei shenikar v'yaleim taras begav lo yishim retzuos. You want the shoulder area of the Talis Katan to be wide and not just to be straps in order for it to be substantial. By the way, there the Machzus HaShekel quotes a Maril. The Maril says, "Loy lesi avira dahai gisa udahai gisa mevatalet." You don't want the airspace of both sides to be mevatalet. To which Machzus HaShekel says, "This is just a phrase. All it means is that the shoulders have to be recognizable, that they should be a beged and not straps." But the Chazon Ish interprets it literally. And the Chazon Ish says that the two shoulder straps have to be wider than the neck hole. And the Chazon Ish says this is a matter of dereis and you can't be lenient. Now, I don't know that our tzitzis, the shoulder straps, are wider than the neck hole. And the Koivitz Igros, he says, the shoulder straps should add up to 21 centimeters and the whole 18. Interesting. So that's the chumrah of the Chazon Ish, that the shoulder strap should be bigger than the hole. Fine. V'oz chayiv v'tzitzis, says Mishnah Berurah, gadol halav she, the gadol wears it, is chayiv v'tzitzis, lafukim ein bo zeh asher, sharoi sharu, as opposed if it doesn't have the shir, azu kol yam ha-pater, then everyone agree, your pater, afilim ha-gadol yoytzevei ba'akroi l'shuk. Even if a gadol would wear it occasionally to the shuk, but if a 9-year-old would not wear it steadily, then you're not yotzu with it. Achim derech anchi amok shagdom yechuboy bekeva loshuk ve'ino mispashin. If in your location, adults wear it steadily, mashma de'me'abach dechayven. Since it's national lach, it's chayven. Since it's v'ayim bereva halacha. Kishah gadol. So it's something that the katan wears regularly, and the gadol wears it upon occasion. Gadol here means ben yud gimel shana. Okay, so let's read a little bit. Lashuk. Or, Oyla Pesach Beisa Berachayv, or in the entrance of the house in the street. So you need two things, that the Katan wears it regularly, and the Gadol wears it sometimes. Avon Magon Zayel Lashuk Afil Ba'akroy Lashuk, if a Gadol would never wear it, Loi Chashuv Ksus Afil Lashuk Beisa, it's not considered a garment, even if he wears it at home. V'yesh Cholkum is that some argue on this. The Rambam, the Mechaber, and others, they hold all you need is that it should cover the head and the majority of the katan, but you don't need that the gadol should wear it occasionally. Don't make the brachon talis katan, even though it would cover the head and the majority of a katan. If a gadol would not wear it occasionally into public area, even if you personally would go, but la daita etzel kol adam, your das is batal to everyone. Now, what exactly is the shear? In other words, bottom line, how big do tzitzis have to be? That's the $1 million question that we'll see, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Okay? Thanks everybody for joining. Agatiyar, Agaben Shiyar, Agamar Chasima Toiva. And tomorrow we'll finish up this week's daf. And wish you all a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.